War Eagle, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of The Jungle Show. Thank y'all for joining us. We're here on Auburn Daily's YouTube channel and podcast stream. We got a very special off-season episode for y'all. Obviously, we are in the dead center of the off-season. Nothing's going on right now. NBA Summer League just wrapped up. We'll talk about some of the Auburn guys. We had three guys play in the Summer League, and we're going to talk about them because we had some unbelievable performances. We'll do that, but we are here to build our perfect starting five for Auburn. We're going to do it in a draft kind of scenario, and I'll show y'all how we do that here when we get to the draft. But first, I'm going to go ahead and welcome in my co-host, my dad, Chris Oldenburg. Dad, how are you doing? And are you excited to talk? So not Auburn basketball, but Auburn basketball at the same time in the off season.
It's Auburn basketball. Anytime I can talk Auburn basketball, I'm happy to do it and enjoy doing it. My draft, I think, will be better than yours. How about that?
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So we will get into the draft here in just a little bit. Y'all just hang on for that. If you want to go ahead and skip to the draft, I'll make it the chapters here on the YouTube video. So you can just go down the description down below and you can click the chapters. You don't want to skip this. You don't want to skip this. I agree. Absolutely. So let's talk about some of the guys that were in the Summer League for Auburn, former Auburn guys in the Summer League. You had three guys, Jabari Smith, just like I mentioned, Sharif Cooper and Wendell Green. Sharif Cooper and Wendell Green both playing for the champion. Cavaliers. They won the whole thing. And Jabari played for the Rockets, who were in the championship but lost. Yeah. So all the guys, Jabari didn't get to play in those games. Jabari was playing pool league games. And then they were like, okay, and let's just start it off by talking with Jabari. Jabari played two games and he averaged 35.5 points in those games, and 7 rebounds and 4 assists. Jabari Smith really, really looked like the mid to late SEC season Auburn Jabari Smith, something that they didn't get consistently in Houston last year. I think that was a system thing. There were some chemistry things and they were just a really young team. But this year they're adding Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks. And they also added Amin Thompson and Cam Whitmore out of the draft. And then they're bringing back guys like Jabari and Tari Eason and Jalen Green and Alfred Sangoon. And that Rockets team has a chance to be really good. But let's talk about Jabari here in the Summer League. That dude went off. He had, I believe, a 38-point first game and then like a 32-point second game or something like that.
I think they were flip-flopped.
Maybe flip-flopped. And then that game-winning three on the pass from Tari Eason in the first game. Everybody was talking about Scoot Henderson in that game with the Trailblazers and Rockets, but Jabari was the dog in that game.
Over. So I had a friend today actually ask me, why on earth did the Rockets ask Jabari to play in the Summer League? And I said, my answer to him was, I think they asked him to play in the Summer League to let him see that he can lead at this mm-hmm. level. Be a leader at this level and be a dog at this level.
Absolutely.
And he went, okay, I'll average 35 a game. I'll hit a game winning three and y'all will shut me down after two games and that'll be it. Yeah. And he was fantastic.
He was outstanding.
Unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the crowd started really getting into Jabari's getting ready to go for 40. I think he could have. But because I watched that game and he had 15 in the first quarter of that game and just was unbelievable good. So they shut him down after two games because this isn't about winning an MVP. This is about getting him some experience going, okay, yeah, you are a dog. Let's get you out.
Yeah, and I believe he would have won the MVP, and I think he was the best player in Vegas for that summer league. He did earn all second team honors just playing two games. The only guy that played less than three games and was on any of the first team or all second team. His teammate Cam Whitmore, the draft pick from Villanova, he won the MVP. So
really good play.
The Rockets really had a good summer league, even though the Cavs did end up winning. So let's talk about the two guys from Auburn who played for the Cleveland Cavaliers here in the summer league, Sharif Cooper and Wendell Green, both point guards, both Bruce Pearl point guards. But Sharif, he played four games. His minutes really were limited in the last two games of the playoff games. They were really going with Sam Morrell and Isaiah Mobley and Imani Bates. They were really filling it up for the Cavs. That those three really brought them to that championship that they won. But Sharif had first game, he came out and dropped 27 and four boards and four assists or something like that. And then that just shows if Sharif was a certain amount taller or put on some more weight or longer, he is an NBA point guard. He needs to play on a team. You cannot tell me there's 30 teams in the NBA. You need a point guard, a backup point guard. There's no way right now you could tell me there are 60 better point guards than Sharif.
No. He needs a contract with a team, not a two-way contract, a contract. And he proved it. That first game that he played had 20-something points was the same night that Jabari had 33 and hit the game winner. So the two leading scorers that night were Jabari and Sharif. And they were
blue blood things.
Fantastic. Played great. Great games, both of them. And Sharif needs to be on a team. Hey, NBA, you're crazy. Yes, he's short. And if he was 2 inches taller, he'd be all NBA type of guy. But he's not. But his handles and his shooting, who knew? His
shooting's gotten better. I was going to mention this. I had this written down in my notes right here. If you keep seeing me looking over here, I'm looking at my notes. Sharif averaged 13.5 in those four games. He averaged 3 assists. But he also shot 60% from 3. That's crazy. That's crazy. I understand he only played four games and his minutes dwindled towards the end there. But still, 60% from three is outstanding, especially from a guy who did not shoot the three-pointer well at all in college and even throughout high school. He has really changed and revolutionized his game at that pro level.
Let's be honest. The Cavs shut him down after two games, too. Yeah. They didn't take him off the roster. They left him up there. But just like Jabari, they shut him down. Is he on the Cavs roster next year? Probably not. I think they've got a point guard and a backup. Yep. But like you said, there are not 60 guys better than Sharif Cooper. There just aren't.
Yeah. And it's really hard to see because you see a guy having that much success. He's playing for the Cleveland Charge, who's the G League team for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Tearing it up.
He's like won the MVP for the G League a few years ago, and he's all first team G League and every year, and he's leading them to win after win after win with putting up crazy numbers. Like there was one game he had 37 points and 16 assists with zero turnovers. That's unheard of. I understand it's the G League, but y'all, these are still pro basketball players. People understand. I mean,
they're good.
Jared Harper's in the G League. Mm-hmm. Bryce Brown, he's a guy who was in the G League and had extreme success. Now he's overseas. So it's just, these guys are still pro players. It's not like he's playing against a bunch of middle school basketball players.
No.
And he's putting up numbers.
Tearing it up. Numbers. Got to be on a roster. If I'm him and I'm not on a roster, I probably go overseas because I'm like, look, I've already proven myself in the G League and in summer league. What else do I have to do? Put me on a roster or I'll go make a killing overseas.
Yeah. Absolutely. So now talking about the third guy, Wendell Green, who also played for the Cavs, did end up with a ring because he played in four games, but he was with the team all five games. He averaged just 4.6 minutes per game. So he's not a guy who really got on the court a lot, but did average 2 points a game. But he's a champ. He won the summer league. He's got a ring now. It says summer league champion with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think Wendell getting on a summer league roster was really good for him. I think he's a guy for over the next two or three years will be that guy. He will be a good bench guy for the summer league. I think that's a good option for him. I don't know if he's necessarily an all-time G League guy or an overseas guy, but a lot of those guys from overseas will specifically plan on coming to the summer for the first, second, and third weeks of July to play in the summer league to get that opportunity that the guys in the G League, like Sharif Cooper, have all season long. So I think Wendell's a guy who can take advantage of that opportunity right there.
I love Wendell Green. I love what he did for Auburn. I just don't see him being an NBA point guard at first team or second team level. The fact that he got, I hope that during practice for G League, he kind of stood out. That would be a good thing if he kind of said, hey, look at me, because then maybe a G League team does pick him up. Yeah. I think he's an overseas talent. And again, there's nothing wrong with playing overseas, by the way. No. Those dudes make money. They play in front of a lot of people. And then, like you said,
it's pro basketball.
Come over here during G League and get a chance to showcase, and maybe an NBA team gives them a look.
Yeah. And we've seen that before. We've seen success stories come out of that specific story where the guy went overseas after not getting drafted and had success in the overseas and got a lot better and came back and played. Could we see him with Wendell? Yeah, he's got the talent to do that, but he doesn't necessarily have the size or the experience yet. So we'll see. We'll see.
Because of his size, he needs to shoot 60% from three like Sharif did. He needs to be a dead eye shooter from outside, and he's not. He's a good shooter. He's good with the ball in his hands. He's good. He's a good passer, and to be honest with you, he's a pretty good defender. But when you're that small, you got to shoot the lights out, and that's what Sharif found out, and that's what Sharif obviously has been working on.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we get into the draft, I want to just let everybody know, if you want to find either of us on Twitter, you can find me on Twitter at Gray Oldenburg, or you can find my dad on Twitter at War Eagle Hoops. If you want to find us there, just keep updated on what's going on and when we're going to have shows out. You know, we got a little bit different scheduling for this season, I think we're going to think about, but we'll keep you all updated on the Twitter and on the shows when they come out. If you're a sports fan, whether an Auburn fan just like us here on the Jungle Show, or another team, or you just love pro sports like the NBA or NFL, let me tell you about the new Students of the Game YouTube channel. We have all your football and basketball, college or pro coverage you can possibly get. We're there reviewing top NBA and NFL draft picks, giving a lot of hot takes and bold predictions of what we're going to think is going to happen, and reviewing all the top teams for the upcoming seasons, all that and so much more. Subscribe today on the Students of the Game YouTube channel at Students of the Game Network, or find us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Students of the Game Network. All right, Auburn fans, time to get to the real part of the video that y'all came to see. We're here building our dream and our perfect Auburn starting five. So to do that, we're going to do this a little bit differently. We can't just go and pick any player. This is going to be Bruce Pearl Air players only. So no Charles Barkley. No, I'm sorry. I know you really wanted Charles Barkley, but we're going to keep Chuck out of here. We're going to keep Chuck out of here. Just That's Bruce terrible. Pearl players only. And we're going to move forward just like this. So in the first round, we're just going to be going back and forth. In the first round, you could take a player who has been drafted. I mean, that includes Jabari Smith, just like we talked about him in the summer league, Walker Kessler, Sharif Cooper, JT Thor, Chuma Okeke, and Isaac Okoro. And then in the second and third rounds, you can pick all SEC team players or better. So you can include any of those guys, because all those guys are on all SEC teams. Or you can include guys like Wendell Green, Jani Broome, Samir Dowdy, Bryce Brown, Jared Harper, Mustafa Heron, and those guys. And then in the last four, in the fourth and the fifth rounds, all those players are off the table, and you've got to fill out your starting five with two other Bruce Pearl players, whether they came off the bench, whether they started, however many years that they played. But we will just move on from this just like that.
Cut. Yep. We're ready.
Cut. Remove. And this. Okay. All right, so I've got the first overall selection. I kind of just ripped that from you. And I got to go with the guy we were just raving about earlier in the show. I've got to go with the guy who just dominated the summer league, who was absolutely fantastic at Auburn, still the highest overall recruit that Auburn has ever gotten, even though we hope to be able to change that soon with upcoming recruiting. And that'll be, we'll talk about that at a later show. But I've got to go with Jabari Smith. Jabari Smith makes the most sense here. What he was able to do at Auburn, I can build around a guy like Jabari Smith and really move forward with my starting five, knowing that I selected the best player available, to be honest with you.
You did. You selected the best player available. So since you stole the first pick from me, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I understand. You're younger. That's okay. I can still win.
That's fair. Yeah.
Because I'm going with the man in the middle. I'm going with a guy that didn't compete at Summer League. You know why? Because he's playing for the USA in FIFA.
That's right. Walker
Kessler's my pick for the center because great year this year. He had a great year. He averaged 8.2 points and 5.8 rebounds and blocked everything that came near him. That trade that they made with Utah won.
Yeah, that trade may go down as one of the worst in a long time, especially considering Walker Kessler was better than Rudy Gobert this year. And Utah also ended up with like 5 first-round picks and multiple other role players. And I don't know what Minnesota was doing there.
He was significantly better than Rudy Gobert. Yes.
So yeah, yes. I've got Jabari. You've got Walker. We're moving on to the second and the third rounds, which just like I mentioned when we were talking about the rules, you got all SEC players or better, or you can still include the guys that got drafted. For me, knowing I got to build around Jabari, I'm still going to go with another scorer, but I got to go with more another facilitator, guy who can get Jabari the ball. And I'm not going with the guy that we talked about in the summer league, the guy who tore it up in the summer. I'm not going with Sharif. I've got to go with the Final Four point guard and Jared Harper. I mean, what he was able to do that season and really throughout his career at Auburn, what he did under Bruce Pearl is outstanding. He really is one of the best Auburn point guards ever of all time. And he's a legend. And that sounds like an amazing duo to have paired up with my team with Jared and Jabari. Imagine if we got to see them play together in Auburn uniforms. That'd be great. That would have been something special.
That'd be great. So that's, I think, the obvious pick at point guard. And since you went ahead and selected your point guard, I'm going to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm going with the guy that just shot 60% from three in the summer league and literally tore it up, should be on an NBA roster at NBA.
Absolutely.
Explain to me why he's not. Sharif Cooper's my pick. Him lobbing at Walker Kessler, I think sounds really good to me.
That would be absolutely amazing to see Sharif just lobbing it to Walker Kessler
and over.
Or Jared dishing it to Jabari. That sounds amazing.
Yep.
So now with my fifth pick, again, going with all SEC player or better, and to get my third guy on my team, I don't think I could go wrong with rounding out the backcourt that took Auburn to the Final Four and had that incredible 2019 season and one of the best shooters to play for Auburn. I got to go with Bryce Brown at my shooting guard position. Again, Bryce Brown is a dude who could get hot at any moment in time at all in any game. And there were multiple games where both him and Jared were cooking together, and Jared knew how to get Bryce open and how to get him the ball. And that's why I have to team those two up together. I don't know if he's necessarily the best pick. I was between two players here with that. I was maybe going to see if I could pair somebody like Chuma or Janai up with Jabari in the front court, but I've got to pair Jared and Bryce because we saw them in Auburn uniforms together and we saw how successful they were.
Yeah, it's a good pick. You're going to have a shooter there. So because of that, and you mentioned him, I can't, if he doesn't get hurt, Auburn wins that title. So I'm also going off the Final Four team and going with Big Chum. Big Chum was the best.
Yeah. Chuma Okeke, what he did, especially in the SEC, starting in the SEC tournament and moving forward in that season, that was, I mean, you can't deny that was one of the best individual performances in a solid 3 weeks. The start of that SEC tournament to when he got hurt in the North Carolina game, especially in that North Carolina game, he would have had 35 and 15 against Luke May and that North Carolina team. He was by far the best player on the floor. And that
was a good Carolina team.
Absolutely, that's amazing. So, So now we go with players. All those players are off the board. So just like so, Jabari Walker, Jared Sharif, Bryce, and Chuma are off the board and on our teams. Now, JT Thor, Isaac Okoro, Wendell Green, Jani Broome, Samir Dowdy, Bryce Brown, and Mustafa Heron are all off the table. We cannot select them with the last two picks, but we need to round out. So obviously, I've got my two in the backcourt. I've got Jabari. I'm going to play him at the four because I don't necessarily want to go with center just yet. I'm going to go with my small forward, but it's not the position he originally plays. I'm going to go with a current player. I'm going to go with Jalen Williams. He's the Swiss Army knife. He's the Swiss Army knife for a reason. I think he's a good enough ball handler to play on the perimeter, play on the outside, as well of a shooter. He was Auburn's most efficient shooter this past season. And we've seen him teamed up with Jabari. Obviously, we didn't see Jabari and Jalen on the same court a lot due to they played a lot of the same position. I think Jabari and Jalen both shared minutes at the four when Jabari was at Auburn. But you can't ignore what Jalen's able to do. He's a fantastic passer. He knows the game very well. He's a good defender and a good shot blocker. So I'm not worried about him getting beat on the defensive end because he is long, but he can give me everything on the offensive end, inside scoring, outside scoring, handle the ball, passing. That's absolutely incredible. I've got to go with Jalen Williams. Absolutely.
Number two, he's the Swiss Army knife. So I need a shooter. And so I'm going to go deep, deep, deep. Back in the Wayback Machine to Bruce Pearl's first team, and I'm going with KT Harrell.
Oh, okay.
Can make a bucket against LSU in the tournament game. He's now coaching at Florida Atlantic. I thought he was going to come home there for a while, but yeah. The KT Harrell was the original Bryce Brown type of shooter.
That is true. That would be an awesome matchup to see KT Harrell versus Bryce Brown and see the kind of three-point abilities that we could see in that. That could be special.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I've got to round out my center position. You've got to round out your three position, I believe. So, I'm going to go with another five-star recruit who came into Auburn. I don't think he played exactly how we expected him to play coming out of high school, but he was still very, very good, very, very effective. And I think he could be effective with this team. I don't need him to score. I just needed to block shots and get boards. And that's what he was really, really good at. I've got to go with Austin Wiley. Wiley was not a guy who was very flashy. He was a back to the basket big man at Auburn. His whole career, not a good shooter at all. Not a very good free throw shooter. But I really don't need him to score. I don't need him to fill it up and put 20 points and 15 rebounds. If I can get 4 points or 6 points off of lobs from Jared and then 10 boards, that way Jalen and Jabari can really be my scorers in the front court. And then Jared and Bryce can be my scorers. I really, really like that one.
Yeah, Walker's going to tear that dude up, by the way.
That's the one I lost there.
So I've got to get a wing, and I don't need a shooter because I got KT Harrell. So I'm going with excitement. I'm going with flash. I'm going with team. I'm going with chemistry. I'm going with classic Malik Dunbar.
Okay, classic. That's a very interesting pick.
Love Malik Dunbar. Yeah.
You said you're going with flash. You said you're going with chemistry and team. And I think the biggest thing that you're going with is major athleticism, not just on the offensive end, not just his high flying dunks, but his athleticism on the defensive end, whether that's blocking shots, whether that's staying in front of people, whether that's he's not a small guy either. He's built. I think that's great.
Sharif's going to lob it to him every time down the floor.
Oh, my. That could be dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So the final teams right here we have.
That's good.
I think this will be a very good matchup. So for me, I drafted Jabari Smith, then Jared Harper, Bryce Brown, Jalen Williams, and then Austin Wiley. And then for you, you drafted Walker Kessler, Sharif Cooper, Chuma Okeke, KT Harrell, and Malik Dunbar. I think those are some very, very good teams. This would be a very interesting matchup again. Every single position group here, I could see being a very intriguing matchup on both sides of the court. I think Harper versus Sharif Cooper could be very, very fast, fun, and flashy, and great shooting combined with unbelievable passing.
Love to see the Jabari Chuma matchup.
Oh my goodness, especially on the Jabari offensive end and Chuma guarding him. Because they're both around the same size. I think Jabari's a little taller. I think Chuma's a little more filled out.
Yeah.
But that would be a fantastic matchup because they're both quick, can handle the ball very well, can fill it up from outside. And then you got your shooters at the shooting guard position. You got KT and Bryce
Brown against KT.
Absolutely. So y'all let us know in the comments or on Twitter down below.
Yeah.
Just let us know who you think won this game and who you think won the draft and who you think your favorite player pick is. And also let us know what your team would be. Let us do the same exact rules and let us know who you end up drafting and why. We cannot wait to hear from y'all. And we thank y'all so much for watching this video. If you want to find either of us on Twitter, go to @GrayOldenburg or @WarEagleHoops. Thank y'all for listening. See y'all.